Who we are. From Alaska to Chile, we are one people without borders. We see ourselves as descendants of indigenous people and heirs of an indigenous struggle against colonial domination. We hope to unite all oppressed people in Aztlán, México Ocupado, regardless of national origin and citizenship, to join the process of building a revolutionary, reunified, and socialist México, and ultimately advancing towards Simón Bolívar's dream of a unified continent. Historically, within the borders of the United States, we have suffered under colonial oppression, isolation, and dehumanizing conditions. As a consequence, the need to struggle against these harsh realities led to the emergence of different terms used to identify ourselves: Mexican American, Latin American, Latino, Hispano, Raza, and Chicano are examples of these identifiers. Terms such as La Raza and Chicana, Chicano have progressive connotations that were widely used during the Chicano power movement. Even today, these terms are used by many in a positive and political fashion. We recognize the historical and political significance of these names and will ourselves use them when appropriate or necessary. Nevertheless, as a revolutionary organization struggling within the current borders of the United States, we believe that national identifiers such as Mexicana, Mexicano, Salvadoreña, Salvadoreño, Chilena, Chileno, and collectively La Raza, best cover the historical, geographic, and cultural range of our movement. We see our national identities as foundation of a unified continental identity covering all of Nuestra América. We hold that the struggle of La Raza in Aztlán, México Ocupado, is historically and geographically defined as an indigenous and Mexicano anti-colonial fight for land and socialism. However, we also recognize the colonial experiences of many of our gente in Aztlán, México Ocupado has impacted over time the social, political, and economic characteristics of La Raza. As an organization, we were born out of the Chicano movement, but with a clear understanding that our fight did not begin in the 1960s. Since 1492, when Columbus set foot on these lands, indigenous people have resisted foreign occupiers. We see this resistance as the beginning of our movement, and today we continue to struggle for the liberation of Nuestra América. As Raza Internationalists, we welcome all people who accept this political program into Unión del Barrio, including those that are not of Mexican descent. Following the example of Ernesto Che Guevara, we see it as the revolutionary duty of all freedom-loving people to fight on the side of La Raza within the current borders of the United States. 2. This is Nuestra América. We are indigenous nations. We recognize and uphold the right to self-determination of all indigenous nations of the Americas. Nuestra América has been subject to the genocidal violence, theft, and slavery imposed on us by European colonialism, United States imperialism, and global neoliberalism. We are bound by a common history, struggle, and destiny. The principled unification of our forces throughout Nuestra América will be necessary to overturn all manifestations of colonial, imperialist, and neoliberal oppression. We understand that the liberation of La Raza within the current borders of the United States will, and must, be tied to the liberation of all indigenous people and Latin American nations. The Mexicano people, as indigenous inhabitants of this continent and of what is presently called the Southwest United States, constitute a colony of an illegal settler state that is essentially an extension of European colonialism. The United States funded and directed the Anglo-Settler Rebellion in Texas in 1836, which set the stage for the United States War of Aggression of 1846 to 1848. This war resulted in the occupation of the northern half of Mexico. Since then, millions of our people have fallen victim to racist Anglo settlers who exploit our labor, keep a disproportionate number of our people in prisons, stereotype us through the media, falsify our history, deny us a relevant, productive education, and militarize the border in order to keep out the very same people from which Aztlán, México Ocupado, was stolen. This, along with state terrorism, migra, police, etc., and the ever-increasing overt and violent expression of racism by reactionaries of the United States' white nationalist population, are all characteristics and manifestations of colonialism. Unión del Barrio is cognizant of the current neocolonialist tactics of the oppressor, which include the use of our own people against us. These are puppet lackeys, appointed or self-appointed, and financially backed by colonialism, whose primary role is to confuse la raza into thinking that we are making progress and that we can actually achieve self-determination within the existing system. This ploy is central to the classic colonizer tactic of divide and conquer. Instead of focusing our energy on overturning imperialism, this method pits us against opportunists of our own kind and other oppressed nationalities, each struggling against the other for beggars' crumbs, petty concessions, and neo-colonial positions. Strategically, we must create the conditions to bring about the liberation of Nuestra América. Our collective power within the United States will be a leading force overturning United States interventionism in Latin America. We understand that not a single neo-colonial government could survive without funding and military training from the United States. Therefore, Unión del Barrio promotes the unity and involvement of our organization in efforts to democratize Mexico and Nuestra América. The politics of la raza living in the occupied territories should concentrate on organizing towards achieving independent political power inside the belly of the beast, while uniting with progressive forces in Mexico and Nuestra América. 3. Ours is a national liberation movement rooted in class struggle. We are Raza Internationalists. The struggle of Unión del Barrio is first and foremost against national oppression, for complete independence and freedom from oppressor nations. This best describes the political focus of our movement. Historically, nationalism has consistently emerged as a leading factor in unifying oppressed people to combat the source and symptoms of colonial oppression. Like all political movements, Mexicano nationalism has gone through a process of evolution and change in response to the conditions of our oppression. For over 150 years of United States imperialism and colonialism, it has been the politics of nationalism that have united Mexicanas and Mexicanos as one nation in our struggle against terror, poverty, and other forms of oppression. The basic elements and historical commonalities of a nation are what bind us together as a people, culture, economic realities, geography, oppression, and struggle. We fully understand that nationalism can lead to reactionary positions and race politics, particularly nationalism within an oppressor nation, for example, Nazism and fascism. We also understand that nationalism within the oppressed nation is, generally speaking, a progressive development and an effective weapon in the struggle for liberation. Furthermore, it is the most progressive elements within nationalism that Unión del Barrio upholds. We call this revolutionary nationalism, an ideology that calls for the establishment of a socialist society, the collective, social, economic, and political development of the Mexicano people, based on our historical, cultural, and present conditions and realities. A socialist society is in contradiction to capitalism, which is a system where a small, rich, ruling class controls the wealth and power of a nation. Revolutionary nationalism demands a complete transformation of the social, economic, and political institutions that presently form the basis of our oppression. It is revolutionary nationalism that we define as a struggle for the total transformation of our lives, from a colonized and dependent people to a life and future of a truly liberated and sovereign nation in the world community. We recognize that our struggle is intrinsically linked through history and practice to the movements of oppressed and colonized people throughout Nuestra América. We believe, therefore, that the term Raza Internationalism best describes our political relationship to the rest of Nuestra America and the world. Our obligation as we strive to build a revolutionary party is to recognize the right of all oppressed people to self-determination, to uphold the principle of continental emancipation as embodied in the Bolivarian Revolution and put forth by Cuauhtémoc, Tupac Amaru, Simón Bolívar, José Martí, Ricardo Flores Magón, Valentina Ramírez, Augusto Cerza Sandino, Farabundo Martí, Luisa Moreno, Celia Sánchez, Ernesto Che Guevara, Magdalena Mora, and other Raza patriots. We will carry forth the struggle on all fronts to bring about a democratic and socialist unified indigenous Raza America. Our continent's history parallels and intersects with the experiences of Africa, Asia, and Oceania. Our histories are burdened by our common experience, suffering under conquest, slavery, exploitation, and military intervention, as well as the shared challenge to win freedom. It is our duty to recognize these ties and our common enemies, and support all people struggling for self-determination and against imperialism. However, we caution those active in our movement not to fall into the trap of opting for the safe, liberal, and abstract struggle against imperialism elsewhere while refusing to unite against its manifestations here within Aztlán, México Ocupado. Although our liberation is prioritized, we must still support and commit resources to aid those nations who fight for decolonization, against all forms of foreign aggression, and for the right of non-intervention. The most powerful contribution we can make to the struggles of our sisters and brothers of Africa, Asia, and Oceania is the creation of a reunified revolutionary socialist Mexico and Nuestra America. Thus, Unión del Barrio upholds the principle of raza internationalism as a fundamental principle of our ideological unity. 4. Dialectical and historical materialism form the basis of our strategies and tactics. We are a working class people, and from our labor all wealth is generated. We base our ideology and the process of its evolution on the material, historical basis of all things and situations, as well as the material conditions within which our people find ourselves. Dialectical and historical materialism are essential to understanding our current reality, as well as forming strategies and tactics for our liberation. A people's capacity to create and reproduce our means of existence through the development of knowledge, technology, culture, economic activity, and governments to serve our collective interests is the driving force of human dignity. All social progress and meaningful development are a direct result of working class struggle. As such, in a world where opposites and contradictions are constantly affecting and influencing each other, we believe in the leading role of workers to transform our conditions of life. We must be dialectical in our approach to political work, strive to constantly evolve and balance our theory and practice, and meet the challenges posed to us by colonialism, capitalism, and imperialism.